Bible on a given subject. If there were any divergency from the teachings of the Word of God, I would not teach the creed, I would teach the book, for the book is the source of all authentic information. However, our fathers did a mighty good job of going into the Bible, finding out what it taught, and then formulating the creeds for us. What the hymnists say. Now let's look at what our songwriters and our hymnists believed. Recall the words the quartet sang this evening. Holy Ghost with light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Let's pray that prayer to Gabriel, to St. Bernard, to D.L. Moody. Let's pray that prayer to any man or creature that has ever served God. You can't pray that kind of prayer to a creature. To put those words into a hymn means that the one to whom you are speaking must be God. Holy Ghost with power divine, cleanse this guilty heart of mine. Who can get into the intricate depths of a human soul, into the deep confines of a human spirit, and cleanse it? Nobody but the God who made it. The hymn writer who said, "Cleanse this guilty heart of mine," meant that the Holy Ghost to whom he prayed was God. Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this heart of mine. Cast down every idle throne, reign supreme and reign alone. The church has sung that now for about 100 years. Reign supreme and reign alone. Could you pray that to anybody you know? The man who wrote that hymn believed that the Holy Ghost was God. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said, reign supreme and reign all by yourself. That is an invitation no man can make to anybody, except the divine one, except God. What the scriptures say. Now the scriptures. Notice that I